Westside Baptist Church in Noonan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Sing that song. Amen. I'm so glad that the day the Lord saved me. Amen. Amen.
see it just been nice and sing. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? It's been a day. I just, in fact, my phone just went off. A text came in from the Scarborough family, and they wanted to thank the church for praying for them this morning. Ask that we keep them in the prayers for next few days. Going to be pretty rough. I'm glad tonight that I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. And he's faithful. Seen us through a lot of times. Look around all over the church and see different situations where he's taken hold of, and he's answered, and he's blessed, and he's shored us up when we couldn't do it ourselves. When if it had been in our own strength, we'd have faltered and failed and fall by the wayside and probably been doing everything but serving the Lord if it'd been up to our feelings and wants. But he's been faithful. So sing this for him.
Where there's a wind in my sails. the sun shine again. I know the master of the
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm the skies.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder shouts no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the
time. Satan whispered, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where storm never darkens the skies.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky.
And the storms come no more. Let me stand in thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore. tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with thee when the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the
folks, I just feel led to go in a different direction. You just hang on. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 130, it says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Out of the depths have I cried. Listen, if you don't know what that means, it is talking about an individual who has reached, that is scraping rock bottom emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually, has reached the depths of discouragement, and frankly has come into a dead-end road in their life, not fully understanding what's taking place, not liking what's taking place, but worst of all, not knowing how to get out of this place. We see this in this scripture, then this verse, but then something is said six verses later. It says, my soul waiteth for the Lord. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you can't sleep and you say, oh God, I just want this night to be over with. I'm tired of the sleeplessness. I'm tired of this situation. God, if you could just let the sunshine peep through the blinds. God, I just think I can make it just one more day if you'd allow that to happen. That's the prayer of a desperate man or a desperate woman. I want to say tonight that in my heart, I feel like in this room, there's some prayers of desperate women and men that are going up to heaven tonight. I'm talking about families that are suffering, individuals that are hurting. The old devil has got his hand around the throats of your home. He may have his hand around the throats of your spiritual life. He may be working on you emotionally. There's some things that are going on and you don't understand it. You don't like it, but you know that you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You can feel it. You sense it. The night is long and you're discouraged. I want to tell you that there's help. And the help cometh from the hills. And guess who the hills are, folks? He's our Lord and Savior. Tonight there's somebody hurting. I sense it in my very being. You're here tonight, and you're on the verge of implosion. It could just, maybe it's not just you. Maybe it's your home. Maybe it is your relationship with God, but you're struggling right now. It's bad, folks. God has put such a deep burden on my heart at this moment that I would stop the song service and say, we're doing it differently tonight. What is it? You know what it is. You know what's killing you tonight. You know what's keeping you up. You know what's hurting you. You know what it is. And God does too. A couple chapters over, chapter 136 of this psalm, he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And I'm trying to tell someone here tonight that the mercy of God is extending to you one more time. Maybe you need to be saved tonight. Maybe you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've been playing church. You've been playing Christian. You've told people for years, yes, I'm saved. But I want to tell you that someone may be here lost tonight, and this may be your last chance to be born again. That might be your dilemma. Why don't you wake up before it's eternally too late? Why don't you realize that you've been slipped a counterfeit? What are you doing for God in your so-called Christian life? You say you're saved, but you have no desire to even dart the church door. You say you're saved, but you have no love for the Word of God. You say you're saved, but when's the last time you've fallen on your face before God and prayed from the depths of your soul? You say you're saved, but there's no evidence of it. You say, well, I'm a good man or I'm a good woman. Hell is full of good men and good women. Full of them. It's not your righteousness that will get you to heaven, but it's through the righteousness of God, our holy Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you stop playing church? Why don't you stop playing Christian and be saved this evening? What about it? What about it? In a minute, the choir is going to sing. And we're going to give someone here tonight a chance. Someone that has come in here playing the game, but not knowing Christ as their Savior. We're giving someone a chance. That's come here lost and undone to go home tonight saved and on the way to heaven. Tonight you're having a chance, Dad. God's given you a chance, Mom, to take your family, pick it up, and lay it into the hands of Jesus and say, it's all too big for me. You take care of it. God's trying to do something for someone tonight. That's not my business. If no one is saved this evening, it's not my business. My business is to share with you and to tell you what the Holy Spirit of God told me to stand here tonight and to speak, and I've done it. The choir's going to sing again. This is the invitation. Let's all stand. You don't know Christ. You need to be saved tonight before it's eternally too late. This is your chance to come and to get to know the Lord. Say, preacher, I'm struggling personally, but I am saved. This is your chance to get help. Say, preacher, our family is in dismay and turmoil and confusion. It doesn't matter. Give it to Jesus. He'll take care of it. Brother, have the choir sing. This is the invitation.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face while the storms howl above me? And there's hiding place in the midst of the thunder. Precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm.
God didn't bring you here for no reason tonight. Maybe this is it.
Till the storm passes over.
Maybe.
Till the thunder
this invitation
shouts
for you.
Till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand.
do it for you tonight. He'll do it for you.
Till the storm passes by.
Many times Satan whispers, there is no need to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know Thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storm never darkens the sky. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in Thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore, in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with me when the storm passes by.
Amen. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder shouts no more, till
not going to leave here tonight without giving you another chance. I'm telling you, somebody tonight in this room needs Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and you're holding back and holding back. What are you holding on to? The devil? He hates your guts. He wants you to go to hell. He wants your friends, your family to go with them. He hates you. We're going to sing another verse. This is for you, oh lost person. Just step down the aisle and let Jesus meet you and take you to heaven tonight if he needs to. This is our last verse. This is your last chance this evening, at least during the service time, to be born again. But we're going to sing another verse now. And I'm welcoming those that don't know Christ as our Lord and Savior. Come down and let us take the Word of God and show you how to be saved tonight. Please, come on. Don't waste any more of your time. Don't let the devil take you to his hell. Hey, the devil is destined to hell. He's going to hell. There's nothing he can do about it. The only thing he can do to get back at God is take you with him. Don't let them do it tonight. Don't let them do it. I want to sing. You come on. Sing it, man.
When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence. Hold that bright and peaceful shore in that land where the tempest never comes. Lord, may I dwell with me till the storm passes by.
Oh, lost person. Come on now, let's be saved tonight.
Till the storm passes over.
Sing.
Till the thunder sounds no more. Till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Oh, hold me fast, let me stand. Till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over. Till the thunder sounds no more. Till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Oh, hold me fast.
Having fun yet?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has met with Westside Baptist Church tonight. The devil's fighting you. Today, this tragedy of this little 13-year-old boy. I don't know what was going through this child's life. He took it, though. He took his own life. And I know that in a crowd this size, there's people hurting, discouraged, maybe even depressed. Possibly even thinking about harming themselves. I want to tell you this, that the Lord will help you.
Amen.
You can't see the Lord all the time. And frankly, you can't always feel the Lord. But we have this promise that if we'll ask Him, He'll help us.
Amen.
So whatever you're going through, I'm going to ask you, don't do anything silly. Don't do anything that would cause deeper hurt to your family. I ask you just to lean heavily on the Lord tonight. I'm really burdened. There's some homes that are on the rocks tonight. There's someone here that's not saved tonight. There's people with deep needs, and some of those needs have been helped. Some have not. But I'm going to ask Pastor Payne, who disappeared. He snuck off on me, bless his heart. Yes, you go ahead.
Because we don't know, we're not promised to get out of this parking lot tonight. Richard Lewis used to stand right over there in the choir, and he'd say that the gas may be in the hearse that's going to carry your body to the cemetery.
And we don't know. But I want to thank the Lord for him showing up one more time at West Side Baptist Church. And I want to thank him that I got to hear my daddy pray down heaven.
Amen.
Hope to many years to come, but one more time to see him get a touch and reach up and touch heaven. I just appreciate him so much tonight. Thank the Lord for showing up tonight in the service the way he did. And just, I love all of y'all. Appreciate your prayers. I ask that you pray for us in a couple of weeks. We'll go to that surgery, but the Lord knows what he's going to do there. But thank you all so much for your love and the way that you let us just get up here and take off and do stuff, and you just fall in behind. I love Westside. Y'all are such a blessing.
I want to ask Pastor if he would to end the service in prayer for us.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you for the keeping grace and the hope of glory.
That's good.
Heavenly Father, one day we're going to see you face to face. It's been my desire through the years, God, to see souls come into the kingdom. Thank you for my family, God. Thank you for my family.
Yes.
Thank you for Westside Baptist Church.
Amen.
Brother Elton, his dad, all the people that make up the ministry. Body of this church, would you just bless them in a special way tonight? Lord, my heart's still heavy because I believe that someone has not obeyed the Spirit of God's calling. Times and times through the years, Lord, you've spoken and dealt with my heart like this. And I beg you, Lord, would you please give them one more opportunity? Yes. Before it's too late. Thank you once again for your glory this fallen tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We were marching to the glory.